Well, we're on the other side of news and into Muse. I'm going to ask Harry to step up to that microphone right over there, brother, because I've got you queued up and ready. And right. It's such a pleasure to welcome my friend. And we've got a lot of history. We'll talk a little bit about that, but a lot about what you are bringing today. Harry Alderson, you are highly esteemed around here, family member.
I appreciate that. Been a part of the Grants Pass Broadcasting family for a long time.
Sure have.
In and out, yep.
Longer than I, and we're glad you're in. And I was especially glad when you started covering some of the Cajo time here. Made me feel special when you started doing that.
I felt like I graduated and got promoted.
That you did.
In 96, started on KLDR, and then just last year was asked to do some stuff on Cajo. Man, after almost three decades, finally graduated.
That's right. You were a child of radio.
That's right. Yeah. It's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah. Well, quickly, I reunited with you in 2002, came back to Grants Pass after being 7 years in the South.
Yes.
And one of my first gigs was catching you at it was a meeting to go on a retreat.
Okay.
And you stepped out front of a crowd and gave a little testimony and a little prompt because we were about to head to a men's retreat.
Okay.
At, I think it was the Running Y where we were headed at that time.
Okay.
And I was invited along with that. And that was such a surprise for me to catch up with you there.
Yeah.
Of course, I also knew that you were part of this family here, working the KLDR gig, and you were a program director right at the end of your program directorship before going into teaching, if I remember right.
Yeah, wow, thank you.
How
man,
about that?
You're remembering my past better than I do. Yeah.
Because I was already grown up at that time.
That's right,
But it was so good for me to see you
thank
grown
you.
Up, starting to raise a family, and all those things is where I... Well, there's Carrie. Look what's happened.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So there you go. And here we are, a generation later. And I guess the Lord got a hold of you, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 25-ish years ago. And it's been a blessing. You know, Carl has been a big influence as well.
Of course,
you know,
me too.
Just patient with me and, you know, being a great witness and stuff. And so, and then my wife as well, meeting her and her inviting me to church. And so doing radio and then teaching and coaching and then being involved in the church, just God has used all of those things in my life to get to do some amazing stuff in this community that I just am humbled by and just love to do.
So, I am so glad you did.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been a fan of yours since you were a kid anyway, because, of course, your dad, one of the first people to welcome me to Grants Pass back in 1986 when I took over the Boys and Girls Club here. And there were some challenges, but he was a big part of it. Your mom as well.
Thank you.
I had an Alderson family support.
That's great.
And watching you and your brother both was just a pleasure.
We were doing that in the old tin gymnasium.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
See, we're going to get lost and we'll be here for at least an hour.
Yeah.
But Carrie, I know you've got a ministry that you've been a part of for a long time, and I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah.
So let's Game Changers is something we've heard about.
Yeah.
Where did that start and when did it come into your kind of sphere?
Yeah, thank you. So about 3 years ago, it just seems like every year there's been more turmoil and division and stuff that's kind of risen in culture and in families and communities. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I just kind of had this feeling inside of me that, you know, what I witness working with families and marriages and youth and stuff, whether it be teaching and coaching and most recently in the church, I was starting to see a lot of different trends. And there's a lot of complaining and a lot of disengaged families and parents and a lack of leadership. And really that came mostly from the men.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, lots of different things going on. But I thought, you know, what we need to do is to encourage and equip men to get back to leading their families. For me and for those of you that go to church, leading in church, serving in church, and leading and serving in your community. And so, very simple ministry, based off the scripture, Genesis 50:20, what the enemy intended for evil, God can use for good to the saving of many souls.
Amen.
And so I want to see guys not sit around and complain, not take to social media and just blast everybody without no solutions.
Sure.
But, be the type of guys that bring hope and encouragement. Do the hard work of leading and engaging and standing for truth and stepping up and, you know, serving and leading their families. And you know, you probably have seen, you know, guys get down on work or life or whatever it is and kind of get disengaged. And a lot of the responsibility gets pushed onto the moms and the wives. And they do a great job. They can handle a lot, but they get overburdened. And I think the design is perfect when you have a husband and a wife and a dad who says, I'm engaged and I'm leading and I'm playing with the kids at night and I'm cooking dinner and I'm serving my family. And for us, it's a leading in scripture and prayer, you know, and those things. And then modeling what it means to serve and lead at church or in the community in different things, you know. And so I see the family really, really flourish when those things are happening.
I do as well.
Yeah.
And I've been on every side of that in my life, just to confess. But I know that is true. And I could have used some of that encouragement and backup. And I think that's part of what we're doing with Game Changers is if you are in that position, maybe you've been successful in leading a family.
Yeah.
And I have at times and I failed at other times.
Mm-hmm.
But to be constantly having a support system and encouragement and empowerment from people around you does make such a huge difference.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. So Game Changers, the goal of that is to meet every other month and we bring in a different game changer, a speaker.
Right.
We flew in a guy from San Diego, Navy SEAL, author. We've had an Oregon Duck football coach come and share. We've had different guys here locally come and share. We have Perry Atkinson coming on September 29th, longtime radio TV guy. Met with him several times. What a gem. He's a great guy. He's going to be coming and speaking September 29th at 6 p.m. And so the goal of that is we get all the guys together. We've had a couple hundred up to 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been great. Have a meal together, connect with some other guys in the community, and then go in and listen to our speaker and be encouraged and equipped. Those are the two things. We want to be encouraged and we want to be equipped. And then there's opportunity for small groups. Guys can get connected in different forms with other guys in the community and encourage one another. And so we just want to invite guys to come out. We do charge. It's just to cover the meal.
Sure.
You know,
I understand.
We've had some great meals. Tri-Tip. We've had Casa Amiga. You know, we've had it all.
You do it right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, feed them.
The word's gotten out.
That's right. You got to feed the guys.
Yeah, you're not having a bag lunch, y'all.
Nope, that's right.
Yeah. Little spoilage here to get into your heart.
Yeah, exactly. We're not above that. We know the way to a man's heart. Yeah, man. Get that food going.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
Yeah. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, but the 29th, we have Perry Atkinson. And then in November, we have 12-year NFL vet Josh Bidwell.
All right.
Played with the Packers.
Yep.
Yeah, played with the Buccaneers, Redskins, former Oregon Duck. He leads the FCA up there. He's going to come down. He said he's going to bring a couple of guys from the football team with him.
I'd
he usually
that.
Does that. So that one's in November. And you can register for all of this stuff at edgewaterfellowship.org.
Edgewaterfellowship.org.
Yes.
Drive that home.
That's right, yeah.
And we also feature a ministry from Edgewater every Sunday here
That's
on
right.
Cajo.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Cross promotion.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
That's so good. I'm glad that you have found something that really activates you as well, Carrie.
Yeah.
You've done well. I've been your witness.
I appreciate that.
So I know you've had your challenges. See, I'm one of those guys that raised a family too while I was watching you grow up.
Yeah.
And I remember some things I wished I'd been able to do. I'm so glad that God has really taken you.
Thank
and
you.
Made sure you're not getting away.
That's right. Yeah. Thank
so
you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And blessings on your family.
I
know your wife
that.
Has been there all the way. You're part of your foundation.
That's
and,
right.
And I don't know her well, but she's always been a light wherever she is.
Oh, yeah. You nailed it. Thank you. Yeah.
I
definitely married up. And one of these days, I want to come back and share with you about a nonprofit that her and I started to benefit families in the community.
Let's do that.
Okay.
That is a bona fide invitation right
Thank
here.
You. Thank you.
I think you.
You
know that I can call my own shots here now and then. Don't tell anybody else
that. We'll keep that between us.
Yes.
All
exactly.
Right.
On the hush hush.
Yeah, that's right.
What else, brother?
Yeah, so Game Changers is coming up. Yeah.
And Sunday, then, the 29th.
Yeah, the 29th.
At the Edgewater.
Yeah, at Edgewater. Yeah. And, you know, we also have an opportunity for guys to get connected with other, like, events through that. Hiking, overnight trips, skiing, backpacking. You know, we've got a lot of active men in our group.
Sure.
And then some, you know, they just want to hang out and
That's
have
cool.
a meal together.
That's
you
cool.
know?
But we're going to work every angle, right?
That's right.
That's
yeah.
what it's about.
That's right.
Shameless promotion.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we just want to encourage, it doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't even matter if you go to church, honestly.
In fact, especially that I believe.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Every single speaker we have had, no matter what you believe, you would be encouraged to hear them speak.
And
you
there's our open invitation. You're not going to get indoctrinated. You're going to be blessed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you can handle being blessed, come on.
That's right. You're welcome at Edgewater anytime. Come find me, email me, call me. I'd be happy to talk with anybody in the community. If you're struggling, man, if you need some encouragement, if you have questions, I'd love to chat.
Thanks so much for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, of course, you better be staying here, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, just want to make sure, because you're not allowed to retire.
I know. Yeah. My wife said, you have a lot of different things that you do. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She goes, they don't make a lot of money. And I'm like, no. Yeah. She goes, we picked careers that invest in people, not bank accounts.
Isn't that the truth?
But it's all right. We love it.
We sure do feel it coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good to catch up with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for making the time.
Appreciate you.
Y'all remember,
and
we'll be promoting further, Kerry, just so you know.
I appreciate it.
All right. Going to work a little music and magic that we do right here. Your music variety. When we talk variety, who else and where else will you find 6+ decades of music mixed perfectly? I did say that word.